It's a very good afternoon to you all, my Change in Gear family, and welcome to another edition and to a brand new week. It's Monday the 13th of March, and today's a very special day actually. 4 years ago, we had the gift of a new leader, a leader of our church, and a leader who is also considered among other leaders as a global leader. And so coming up in the first hour of this show, I'm going to be chatting to Father Russell, and we'll be looking into this fifth anniversary of the Pope, and we'll be catching up. What has he achieved? What has he not achieved? What are some of the criticisms that have been targeted towards him, and should we be celebrating or not celebrating at all? And before that, we're going to have our short left, and we start with our Ask for the Bee feature. And in the second hour of the show, we are going to be doing our health and wellness segment. And this month, we are focusing on women's health. It's Women's Month, so we'll be focusing on women's health. And fortunately or unfortunately, I won't be joining you for that part. Mahadi Buthelezi will be taking that, because I don't think it's fair for me to be subjected to that. So instead, in case you're stuck in traffic, take it easy. Do not drive without observing the traffic laws. Take it easy and allow me to be your uninvited passenger. For those who are at home, let me be your uninvited guest. Do not touch that dial. It's 13 minutes after the hour 4. Radio Veritas 576 AM is where you're at, and it is Changing Gear with me, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndavaningi, and welcome to another edition of Changing Gear. It's a brand new week, and that was Benjamin Dube with I Will Rise Again. I'm dedicating this song to all those people who feel that they are downtrodden, to all those people who are having a very bad week, to people who are having family drama, to people who are having politics at work, to people whose dreams have been shattered, to people who just feel that this year is not their year. That song is from me to you, and very powerful song. Benjamin Dube is saying, if he himself rose again, nah, I'm also going to rise again. So to whoever is going through a very hard time, a heartbreak, a divorce, sickness, financial trouble, that song was for you. And you should be saying this week and this month, I will rise again. I will rise again, because he himself rose again. It's 15 minutes after the hour 5. Radio Veritas 576 AM is where you're at. And we get straight into our feature of the week, which is Ask Father B. And today we've got a question from Tsepo Shoba, who's writing to us all the way from Davidton. Thank you very much, Tsepo. And Tsepo is saying to us, Dear Father Brian, according to Romans 8, verse 28 to 30, God knows beforehand all those who are those who've been chosen and those who've been predestined for salvation. He chose them, he justified and glorified them. For me, Father, this means that our free will is useless, and if you are not chosen for heaven, you can only be marked for hell, which makes no sense because it ignores the value of our moral lives. Does the Catholic Church accept this doctrine of predestination? Wow. Very interesting. Thank you very much, Tsepo. And a very difficult question, but I'll try and tackle it, and I'll open the lines too, if we still have time, and see what our listeners have to say. At the crux of this question, it's saying, does God select only a few? Are they only a few people who are going to enter into heaven? And I think I'd like to start by acknowledging the fact that the church accepts the doctrine of predestination, because our whole redemption is dependent on God's generous will and not on us. So he does not predestine anyone. God does not predestine anyone to hell. But what the Catechism of the Church tells us is, like, God does not predestine anyone to hell, but he asks of us to willingly turn away from evil and we should willingly turn towards God. And I think the problem with this question is people think there have been debates. Some say only a small number of people were going to get into heaven, and not everybody was going to get into heaven. And over the ages, some people taught that God is just going to look at the moral state of individual. But I think my opinion is, as the psalmist says, if you, Lord, mark out our guilt, Lord, who would survive? We do not get into heaven because we merit to be in heaven. We get into heaven because we have found grace, and God has given us His grace freely. So there is nothing we can do. No matter, God does not look at the good we do and say, because you've done good, you're going to enter into heaven. But God gives you grace because you are one of His beloved and chosen sons or daughters. And to even look further into this question of does God select only a few, I think Pope Francis can even guide us, because he sees the power of God's love, a love that has mercy and a love that is always inviting us to love God and to love one another. So the answer to that question is, does God only select a few? No, God does not only select only a few. And salvation is not only for those few. Salvation is for all of us, no matter how bad, no matter where we've been. I'd like to hear your take on this question. I'd like to hear your views. I'd like to hear what you think. Do you think only a few people will enter heaven? Has God only selected only a few? And is this verse in Romans 8, verse 28 to 30, very explicitly in saying only a few people will get into heaven? Because what I would like to say categorically is that yes, the church does accept that doctrine of predestination, because our redemption is wholly dependent on God's generous will and not on us. Give me your take. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809. We only have 5 minutes, so we can, let's weigh in and tell me, do you think that only God selects only a few? And is heaven just for a few people? Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas.
Good afternoon, Father. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, thank you. It's Paula.
Yes, Paula. Talk to me, Paula.
Okay, Father. You know, I believe Judas, a carrier, the one that betrayed Jesus, God knew what he was going to do, but he had a free will. He could have said to God, I'm sorry. And he could have got into heaven. But he chose not to, because he was ashamed. And the whole world was, we are all made with a free will, either to get into heaven or go to hell. So God doesn't choose us to go to heaven or to go to hell, but he hopes that we will choose him, because he made us. And it's our choice. How do we want to live? Do you want to live by the devil's commandments or by God's commandments? And we will sin, yes, but we can come to our Father and say, we are sorry. The whole world can go to heaven because Jesus died for all of us.
Yes.
There's not one person on earth that Jesus didn't die for. And he destroyed Satan's hold over us.
Okay.
Paula, and we were forgiven. We were idol worshippers. We were everything.
Paula, yes. I would like to engage with you. Is that okay?
That's fine, Father.
Paula, so do you believe in predestination?
Sorry?
Do you believe in predestination?
Predestination? What's that, Father?
Predestination means there are certain people that are designed to go to hell. Or God has said, heaven has only 20 spaces, and the rest of the 80 will not be able to make it into heaven.
I don't believe in that, Father. What I believe is Jesus told his disciples, in my Father's mansion, there are many homes, many rooms. He didn't say only a few rooms. He says many. He didn't say how many. I mean, Father, could you imagine, I'm sitting here in my room, I find you often, And I'm praying. I really be honest with you. I pray for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So am I wasting my time praying?
But do you think because you're praying for all people, you therefore have the first class ticket to get into heaven?
Well, that's what I'm actually aiming for, Father. I go to confession.
What if there wasn't heaven? Would you do the things that you're doing?
Yes, Father. Because there will be a right thing. I know that. There will be a right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
There will be.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan has been let loose. But I don't think I would go Satan's way. It's too evil, Father. Too evil.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the world today.
Yes. All right.
They don't apologize to God and say they're really sorry, truly sorry.
Yes.
I don't know where they will go to, Father.
We don't know. We don't know, Paula.
No.
And
now
it's not for us to determine, yes.
If you're going to hell and I'm going to heaven, Father.
What is your understanding of hell, Paula?
If my understanding of hell is a place where...
Yes.
When Adam and Eve sinned against God, and God says to the serpent, I have prepared a place for you.
Mm.
Knowing that he wanted to be God, Satan.
Mm.
But God knew that this man, this angel is going to cause much trouble.
Mm. So
and he
Paula,
said the other two, he says, go and bear children in labor and go and work in pain.
Okay. So Paula, for you hell is a place
it's
with...
It's a place
with
for your sins, your mortal sins. Not your venial sins.
Paula, so
yes,
you are saying to me hell is a place with a geographical location. That's what you're saying to me, right?
Yes.
And at that place, all those people who've been bad on earth, they are locked up in this place. And as some people think, there is a big fire where they'll burn forever and ever.
That I believe in the fire, but I don't say that they will go to hell. If they say sorry, if they really and truly, because Father, there is a second death.
Okay, Paula, thank you very much. Let's not get into that. That's a subject for another day. But thank you very much, Paula, for contributing. Where are you calling me from, Paula?
I'm calling you from Florida, Paul.
Great stuff. You have a blessed week, Paula, and keep praying for all of us here at Radio Veritas.
I always do, Father. God bless Africa.
God bless Africa.
Thank you. God bless Africa.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
The time is 25 minutes.
God bless
us. Great stuff, Paula. It's 25 minutes after the hour 4. Radio Veritas 576 AM is where we're at, and it is Changing Gear with me, Father Brian. Unfortunately, we have to move on. That was our Ask Father Brian segment. And if you've got any questions that you'd like us to look into, anything that you want to ask Father Brian pertaining to the teachings of the church, pertaining to scripture, to religion, to life in itself, it's that moment where we can ask Father Brian, remain anonymous, because we know there is nothing like a silly or a stupid question. All questions are questions that are seeking answers and clarity. And here, we are here to help people understand. We're here to help people grow in their faith and to help people search deeper and further for God.